Many years ago, I worked at Silent Unity, that is Unity's 24/7 prayer ministry, answering prayer requests 24/7 from around the world, absolutely free, by telephone, by mail, and online. The number again is 1-800-NOW-PRAY. Well, after I got to Silent Unity, I quickly learned the three top types of prayer requests that are made, the three most frequently requested types of prayer, and they are healing, prosperity, and inner peace. And when you think about that, that last one, inner peace, is really kind of foundational to the other two, is it not? Because we really cannot manifest greater health or greater prosperity or greater harmony or really greater anything else unless we are first at peace within. Well, Jesus must have known the foundational importance of inner peace, because the parting gift that he gave to his disciples was peace. In John chapter 14, 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." So beautiful. That peace that he was imparting, that peace that he was giving, was a state of consciousness. It was a whole way of being. Because he knew that if we can establish peace on the inside, then it will outpicture on the outside, in our lives and in our world. And Jesus also demonstrated how to find inner peace. He went apart. He went apart for a while. If he needed to recenter himself, he would go off alone and spend some time with his Abba, his God. And we kind of go off on our own. We go apart sometimes. Anytime we step out of the busyness of our lives and the stress and the challenges, when we just step out of that for a while to go for a walk or spend time in nature, maybe listen to music, take a hot bath, right? Stretch. That always feels really good. Pray. Or simply rest. But by far the very best way to go apart for a while and to cultivate an abiding sense of inner peace, by that mean a continual sense of inner peace, is meditation. Now, I realize that as I say that word meditation, some of you are thinking, "Hallelujah," and others are thinking, "Oh no, not that." You may be one of the people who has tried meditation in the past and quickly gave it up because you had this thought, nope, not for me. I can't stop thinking. Well, guess what? Neither can the rest of us. In fact, that's not even what we're supposed to do when we're meditating. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about meditation, and that is probably the primary one. Meditation does not mean stopping your thoughts. It also does not mean you have to sit in a position like this, or like this, or like this. I just had to throw that one in. I mean, really, though, if a dog can do it, you know. It does not require perfect concentration. Meditation is not tied to any one religion, although many spiritual paths, including Unity, incorporate meditation, as you well know. We do that every single Sunday. There's nothing spooky or strange about meditation. It does not entail visions or colored lights or a psychic phenomenon. At its simplest, most basic form, meditation is simply a way of observing and focusing the mind. It is a way of training our minds so that we can focus on what we do want and not what we don't want. And in the process, we shift our internal energy and we go deeper into our own spiritual connections. The great spiritual teacher Paramahansa Yogananda said, "The inner peace first experienced by the devotee in meditation, the first inner peace you experience," he said, "is his own soul. The vaster peace that he feels in going deeper is God." Wow. And that's really it, like layers being peeled away. Well, there are many different types of meditation. I know you know this already. Meditation has really gone mainstream. You hear a lot about it. There are sort of popular culture ways of meditating. There are guided meditations. There's Vipassana meditation. There's insight meditation, all sorts of things. But I thought I would share with you just kind of the basic steps of what I would consider the most simplified form of meditation for you to consider in your own life if you aren't already doing it. So the first step is to find a place where you can be alone and undisturbed. And as part of that, I would say turn off all your electronic devices, and better yet, put them in a different room. Then find a relaxing place to sit. And sit in a way that is comfortable for you. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And you might consciously breathe into any tight or tense place in your body, inviting it to relax. Then you choose a point of focus. And this can be a word. It could be a word like peace. A common one that is often used for starters is the word Om, O-M. You can use love, anything like that. Or you can use a verse or a scripture, a verse that you like. You might just simply say, "Peace, be still," or "Be still and know." And this is what you will be repeating during the meditation. Or you can focus on your breath. You can simply notice your breathing and make that the focal point of your attention. Or one easy technique at the beginning is to count your breaths, is to count to 10 and then start over again. And if you lose your way along the way, start over. Or you can count backwards from 10 down to 1. Now comes the really important part. When your mind wanders away, and your mind will wander away. And that's okay, that's more than okay. Notice when it happens, just notice, oh yeah, there I go, my attention wandered, and bring it back to your focal point, whatever focal point you have chosen. Just gently bring it back, no judgment, no reprimanding, no made up story, I'm terrible at this, this will never work, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 none of that, just bring your attention back to your point of focus. And then you keep doing that. You keep doing that over and over again throughout the meditation. And then when you finish, take a few deep breaths, and you might say to yourself or to the universe, "Thank you. Thank you." So simple, right? Anybody can do this, right? All right, but here's what happens. Typically, when we set about to go within and to become quiet, what's the first thing that happens? Our minds start going wild. We have more thoughts than ever, right? We're thinking, "I'm going to get quiet," and yet suddenly we got the monkey mind going on. One of the best descriptions I have heard of what happens to us when this takes off in meditation comes from Reverend Don Lansky's brand new book, which I absolutely love, called Peeling an Artichoke. And let me just share with you that Don is not only the minister at Unity of Charlottesville, but he also is a highly accomplished, lifelong practitioner, teacher, and trainer of transcendental meditation, having been trained, I believe, by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, having traveled the world teaching TM. See if any of this might sound familiar to you. This is what he says, the kind of thing that happens when we decide we're going to get quiet. This is our internal dialogue. "I'm going to meditate. I'll just get comfortable. Here we go. Om, om, om. This feels good. Om, om, om. Hey, I'm meditating. Om, om, om. I think my foot's asleep. When is this going to be over? Om, om, om. I wonder if my hands are in the right position. Om, om, om. Hey, there's a speck of purple light, like a pyramid. I wonder if I'm spiritually advanced. This is a great time. Om, om, om. I must be a very old soul. Om, om, om. I wonder what om really means. Om, om, om. There's that blue pyramid again. I could really use a cookie right now. I wonder if my third eye is about to open. That would really be cool. Maybe I wouldn't have to meditate anymore. Om, om, om. I can't feel my foot. Om, om, om. Boy, am I getting hungry. Om, om, om. When is this meditation going to be over? So, great stuff, John. You nailed it. So perhaps that gives some comfort to some of you who thought, oh, I thought I was the only one who was having this happen. The problem is when people believe that because their thoughts were running wild like that, that they should give up, that they're a failure. But not so. Remember, the whole point of meditation is to train the mind, to become more aware of what our minds are doing so that then we can direct that where we want. You know, most people's attention is just kind of all over the map, is it not? Or even ours day to day, it's here, it's there, a squirrel. You know, we're just noticing what's around us. There's a powerful spiritual practice to be able to really connect with your attentiveness and your awareness and direct it where you want it to go. The wonderful spiritual teacher Joan Borisenko says, the only definition of a good meditation is one that you did. Yeah. She says, if you spent the entire time bringing your mind back from its wanderings, rejoice. You just got a lot of practice in training your mind. You know, it's worth noting that even Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore struggled with meditation in the beginning. This is how he described it. I can just imagine him very state about this. I commenced sitting in the silence every night at a certain hour and tried to get in touch with God. There was no enthusiasm about it, no soul desire, but cold, calculating business method. I was there on time every night and tried all conceivable ways to realize that my mind was in touch with the Supreme Mind. In this cold, intellectual attitude, one can easily understand why I did not seem to get any conscious result. But I kept at it, month after month, mentally affirming words that others told me would open the way. And it worked. And it worked. Charles Fillmore is now particularly known in the Unity movement for the large amounts of time he would spend in the silence. He loved it. He went deeply into it. He would spend hours meditating every day. In fact, his granddaughter, Rosemary Fillmore Ray, noted that during family gatherings, Charles would suddenly just sort of check out. People thought he was sleeping, but she knew that he was meditating. And she talks about how she would have friends from school over to play at the house, and they would see Charles just sitting there with his eyes closed. Oh, Rosemary would say, that's just my grandfather sitting in the silence. This week, I am asking and encouraging each and every one of you to try meditation, if you haven't already, and to stick with it, even if you're just a beginner. And fortunately, these days, there are so many resources that can help us. First and foremost, the book that I just mentioned, Don Lansky's wonderful book, which you can find on Amazon, has lots of spiritual wisdom in it. Peeling an Artichoke, it is called. I love that book, and actually, when I read that book earlier this year, Don had written in there, just try meditation for 6 months and see how it makes you feel. So I've done that. So has Richard, and it's amazing, and I love it, and I thank you, because it does create a sense of centeredness and peace within us, a foundation that we can draw from. And in addition to that, there's a resource I want to tell you about today that I absolutely love. It's actually an app. It's called Insight Timer. It's absolutely free. I use this every single day. It is the largest meditation app in the world. I'm going to go from left to right over here. It tells you there are 119,338 free meditations available, the largest free library of guided meditations on earth. You pick whatever your topic is, you can find it. Here are all the different categories that it has: healing, anxiety, yoga, music, sleep timer, etc. These are examples of some of the guided meditations, but they also have live classes. This is what I look at every morning when I do my meditation. This is my timer. I set it for the time that I'm going to do. I pick the bell I want at the beginning and the bell I want at the end, so I don't have to look at a clock or worry about that. And then finally, for you yoginis out there like me, oh, it has the most wonderful wealth of yoga classes. They're offered night and day, and they're from people all over the world, yoga teachers offering them for free. You can make a donation if you want, but if before you go to bed you're a little stiff, you need some stretching, you can find someone who's doing yin yoga, or in the morning you want wake up, you want vinyasa flow, you can find it. It's just a really beautiful app there to help you in your spiritual growth. So as I said, my challenge for you today is to meditate. And you know, they say that even if you only meditate 10 minutes a day, if you spend 10 minutes a day focusing your attention on your focal point, it creates a relaxation response in you, and that can strengthen your immune system, improve sleep, lower blood pressure, regulate your heartbeat, lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol, decrease anxiety, and increase joy and peace. Wow, that's quite a return for 10 minutes a day, is it not? And those of you who are already meditating to that, I say bravo. You already know what I'm talking about and how life-changing it can be, but today I'm encouraging it for three reasons. The first is that it works. The second is because I love you. I love you and you, and I want you to be at peace. It's a hard time we're living through right now. The search for inner peace, we're all looking for that. This is a way to find it. And the third reason is, in the broader scheme of things, I know of no better way to transform your consciousness, to raise your consciousness as we seek to move into that higher consciousness epitomized by Jesus. I know of no better way to do that than through meditation. You know, our minds are like the ocean. They're very busy on the surface, but as we go down deeper, we find the calm. So today I brought along a little video that I think depicts this in kind of an unusual way. It's about three minutes long. And it's children, it's elementary school children who have learned how to meditate. And they're talking about sort of using mindfulness techniques to deal with some of the difficult emotions that they have to deal with in their lives. And I would just ask that you also pay attention to how the children seem to be teaching the adults.
I get really mad when my brother hits me a lot.
I don't like it when you say you don't want to play with me.
When I'm mad, my brain can get a headache and it can start hurting.
Your blood keeps pumping because you're like really mad. And you start to get sweaty because you're getting really, really mad. And then when you start getting really mad, you turn red.
When your body can't really control yourself, mad just takes over your body.
I just get out of control.
It's kind of like if you had a jar, and then the jar would be your brain, and then you put glitter in the jar, and that would be how you would feel. Like, if you shook up the jar and the glitter went everywhere, that would be how your mind looks. And it's like spinning around, and then you don't have any time to think.
And you sometimes punch stuff and people when you don't really mean it.
When I get angry, I feel it in my heart.
I really don't like when I get angry.
The amygdala really reacts, but the prefrontal cortex tries to keep it down.
When I like feel like I want to, you know, get really angry and yell, I just like sometimes, you know, like take deep breaths.
Like first you find a place where you can be alone, then you find some way to relax and calm down.
When I need to calm down, I take deep breaths.
I breathe in through my nose.
Sometimes I close my eyes or just take deep breaths.
It like it's calming down, it's like not like moving. It's like slowing down and then it stops. And the heart pumps slow and then it goes into your brain.
It's like all the sparkles are at the bottom of your brain.
My brain like slows down and then like I feel more calm and then I'm like ready to speak to that person.
Assignment for this week is to meditate. If you're a beginner, even 5 minutes, just even 5 minutes of doing this, and then add on more time as you feel led. Remember that the peace that you are seeking is already within you. It's an inherent part of your nature as a spiritual being having a human experience. If you seek this peace, you will find it. So the question is, do you want your mind and your life and your world to be like this, swirling around? Or are you willing to go apart a while and let it clear and be at peace? The choice is yours. Let's turn now to meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes if you wish. Take a deep breath in. Release and let it go. And again, a deep breath in. Moment to breathe into any tight places in your body, any place where there's tension or discomfort, and just breathe peace into it. And for our focal point in this little mini meditation today, I invite you to count your breath. Count your breaths. Breathing in one and out. Continue at your own pace up to 10. If your mind wanders, bring it back and start again. Let's take some extra time in the silence for 10 cleansing breaths. body, we begin to feel a sense of peace spread through us as we simply breathe, focus, and relax. Such a simple practice that can make such a difference in our consciousness and in our lives and in our world that needs our peace so very much. Thank you to all the spiritual masters who have guided us on the way to inner peace. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace. Show, Spirit, show to me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding love.
As you go forward into this week, I'd love to hear about your experiences. If you'd like to check in, let me know how it's going with